From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The American Sugar Alliance joined the National Cotton Council, U.S. Rice Producers, Farm Credit Council, Ducks Unlimited, and Purina to help support the upcoming congressional baseball game. Founded in 1909, the congressional baseball game brings together members of Congress and fans for a bipartisan game that raises money for local charities. Baseball is one of America's favorite pastimes with help from American agriculture. The American Petroleum Institute teamed up with ag groups to sue the EPA over its light-duty and medium-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 through 32. The Fence Post says the National Corn Growers Association and the American Farm Bureau are co-petitioners. NCGA President Harold Woolley says by approving tailpipe standards that focus exclusively on electric vehicles, EPA ignored the benefit corn ethanol plays in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And China has banned meat exports from a West Coast cold storage facility near the port of Oakland after traces of the beef additive ractopamine were found in the beef shipments. The Food Safety and Inspection Service says Chinese custom workers detected the feed additive, banned by more than 150 countries. Agriculture Dive says the move is creating significant obstacles at an important trade gateway to Asia. The ban has disrupted operations for meat exporters as far away as the Midwest.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.